Varanasi, the Grand Dame of India. Kashi. Banaras. Banaras. Varanasi. Known by many names, Varanasi has been a caring mother. She has nurtured mankind in her bosom for 5,000 years. It is one of the oldest continually inhabited cities in the world. For Hindus, Varanasi is a teleport to heaven. The belief is when you travel from here, you carry no baggage of karma. You also achieve moksha or freedom from the cycle of life and death. Manikarnika and Harishchandra Ghats are the portkeys. From here, the cremated rise to the heavens to join their ancestors. Kashi Purana is an ancient Hindu scripture. According to that, a person must visit 9 places to complete his pilgrimage to Varanasi. Manikarnika Ghat is one of them. Another such place is Kashi Vishwanath Temple, the seat of one of the 12 Jyotirlingas, radiant symbols of Shiva. The other 7 are Bindu Madhav Temple, Dundi Ganpati Temple, Dandapani Temple, Bhairav Temple, Durga Temple, River Ganga, Ganga Goddess, and Annapurna Bhawani Temple. Besides these mandatories, some of the other temples of importance in Varanasi are Kashi Vishalakshi Temple, Kali Mata Temple, 13,000 years old, Varahi Temple, Sankatmakin Temple. Besides Hinduism, the city is also an important pilgrimage center for Buddhists. Just 10 kilometers northeast of Varanasi is Sarnath, the place where Buddha first taught Dharma, contextual meaning, responsibilities. While it may seem like a religion overload, it isn't. It just happens to be a tremendous heritage destination. Fountainhead of Knowledge. Legend has it Lord Shiva founded Varanasi. One of the ancient names of Varanasi, Avimukta, means never forsaken by Shiva. For many millennia, Varanasi has been a seat of knowledge. The highest Brahmins of South India, Maharashtra, and West Bengal migrated from Varanasi. Today, Varanasi houses Banaras Hindu University, one of the premier universities of India. Father of Hindi literature and Hindi theatre, Bartendu Harishchandra, hailed from Varanasi. So did eminent literatures Mahakavi, great poet, Tolstoy and Saint Kabir. Knowledge here was not restricted to the written word. Varanasi is also the wellspring of famed Banaras Gharana of both music and dance. Ram Sahay founded the Banaras Tabla Gharana. Banaras Gharana boasts classical vocalists Girija Devi, late, and Rajan and Sajan Mishra. In dance, Banaras Gharana is one of the 4 Gharanas known for Kathak. Varanasi and Ganga. It is simple. Think Varanasi, think Ganga, river. In fact, the name Varanasi is a coinage of juxtaposition of Varan and Asi Ghats, Varan plus Asi equals Varanasi. And these ghats are on the bank of river Ganga. The rituals and practices on these ghats define Varanasi. The famed Ganga Aarti, the Akaras, and the morning yoga lend Varanasi its character. As do the narrow maze-like billains leading to the ghats. Any traveler to Varanasi will do well to experience the early morning boat ride on Ganga. And a fitting round off to the calming cruise would be enjoying the street food for breakfast. Be it Pari Sabzi, or Kakari, accompanied with Lassi and Mala Eeyo. While here, one must enjoy Banarasi Pantu. It is the largest exported food item from Varanasi. Yet another export from Varanasi is the silk saris. No traditional Hindu North Indian wedding is complete unless the ladies flaunt their finest Banarasi silks. Interestingly, most of the weavers that embellish these wedding trousers are Muslims. The city has encouraged and nurtured many an award-winning master silk weavers. With so much happening in Varanasi, could you deny it the status of being our planet's landmark?